You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, Sheboygan, Wisconsin is the bratwurst capital of the world, but not the bratwurst capital of America. We'll find out about a friendly brat dispute with a city in Ohio. Now, the new census numbers are in. They show that the U.S. population went from 308 million in 2010 to 331 million in 2020. It's an increase of 7.4%, the slowest period of growth since the 1930s. But the country is more racially diverse than ever. For the first time, the white population declined in numbers. Meanwhile, Hispanic and Asian populations went up, though there are some changes in the way those numbers are measured. Similar themes here in Wisconsin. The population rose to 5.9 million, up 3.6%. The data will be used to draw new state legislative maps and congressional districts and for lots of federal funding. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What's your reaction to Wisconsin's population changes? What have you noticed in your community over the past decade? Did you move to a different part of the state? Did you move here to Wisconsin from another state? Did you leave Wisconsin? Are you seeing fewer young people in your community? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. David Egan Robertson is a demographer in the Applied Population Laboratory at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. David, welcome back to Central Time.
Hello, Rob. It's good to be back on with you.
What is your What's your overall reaction to Wisconsin's changing demographics in this new census?
Yeah, it was, I guess you'd have to say, since I've been looking at Wisconsin's population for, gosh, I guess close to 25 years now, the census count was pretty close to what people expected in terms of those of us in applied demography who do estimates and projections. As you mentioned in your intro, I think that the state grew about 3.6% this past decade, and that was the smallest percentage gain since the 1980s. And if folks are around in the 1980s, or if they weren't, that was the era of the Rust Belt recession, when we had a lot of out-migration. What happened this past decade is that birth rates were falling steadily through the decade, a decline that has been happening nationally pretty much since the Great Recession of 2007 to 2009. So the population we were gaining in this past decade, what we call natural increase, the difference between the number of births and the number of deaths, that's one of the big contributors to population change. That actually fell quite sharply compared to the last couple of decades.
And David, that points to sort of another thing we learn in the census is not just the raw number of people, but things like how old they are. What do we see when it comes to the age of people in Wisconsin in this new census?
Yeah. Well, this first release of data doesn't give us a lot of age detail, unfortunately. It only provides population ages 0 to 17 and then 18 and over. So we don't get a lot of detail, for example, even the breakout of people, say, 65 and older. It's not available through this release. There are going to be additional releases later this year that'll give us more of that fine detail. But even just, with the data we have, we've seen a continued decline in the share of the state's population being under age 18. Over the last 20 years now, it's gone down a little over 6%. But there's also some geographic differentiation there, where over the last 20 years in counties that are metropolitan, those that have communities of 50,000 or more, under 18 population has fallen 4%. But in non-metropolitan counties where there isn't a big population center, the percent of under 18 kids has actually fallen by 13%. So the rate of decline has actually been three times greater in non-metropolitan counties than metropolitan ones in Wisconsin.
And David, what stands out to you when it comes to where Wisconsin is gaining population and where it's losing population?
Yeah, well, certainly Dane County, once again, And this has been true for several decades. Dane County has really grown quite well. They've actually, over the last three decades, have basically been averaging about 15% more people every decade. So now, sort of cumulatively, if you were to compare it to 1990, it's probably a bit more than 50% larger than it was in 1990. There was a little bit of loss in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County this past decade. And that was really the only sort of major county that lost population in the state. But it's really kind of a part of the historic pattern of suburbanization, that people, more people leave the city of Milwaukee and generally Milwaukee County, and move into the surrounding suburban counties. So even though there's a slight loss there, it's nothing alarming in terms of sort of their long-term history.
Talking to David Egan Robertson, demographer at UW-Madison, the Applied Population Laboratory there, looking at the new census numbers and what we're learning about Wisconsin. You can join in with your questions or thoughts at 800-642-1234. And maybe your decision to leave or enter a community here in Wisconsin. Pat joins us now in Madison. Pat, hi.
Hi there. I had actually just moved to Madison earlier this year after living here previously, and it's looking like the cost of living is accelerating much faster than wages are here. So I'm being forced to leave basically just to go establish a family somewhere else, just because how expensive Madison's becoming.
And Pat, do you know, if I may ask, where you're going to end up?
Right now I'm moving down to the southeast part of the United States. And that seems to be a popular choice too, because cost of living there is much lower.
Pat, thanks a lot for sharing your experience. And David, it reminds me of the Yogi Berra quote, nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. The population is going up in Dane County, as you said. At the same time, it's driving some people, the higher cost of living in particular, like Pat, out of a community. What are you watching for? I know we just had the census. What are you watching for with that trend in the next 10 years?
It'll be interesting to see. I think a large driver of Dane County's recent growth has been particularly in sort of post-college age, age 25 to 34, where as demographers, we like to sort of divide people up into five-year age groups. We've seen a tremendous amount of growth in those particular age groups. And Pat rightly points out, and anyone who lives here can see just how incredibly fast housing prices have risen and apartment prices have risen here in the Madison area. If those keep rising, it might be a case where we may not have quite the same number of young adults moving into the Dane County area.
Thanks again for that call, Pat, at 800-642-1234. David, a lot of attention on the racial makeup of the country and the state in this new census. Before we even get into the details, though, I understand the census is saying be careful making apples-to-apples comparison when it comes to a racial breakdown between this census and past censuses, censi. Why is that? What is different this time around?
The main difference was that this was the first census where the Bureau switched to an online response option. And I don't know, Rob, if you remember, if you filled out your form online or not, but what they did was, because people could fill it out online, they gave a lot more space in effect for people to list information about their racial background or their heritage if they wanted to identify specific heritages. In the past they had like basically 30 boxes and you had to kind of squeeze in your racial and ethnic background into a pretty limited space. With switching to an online option, which a lot of people use, I think it was close to 70% of people in the country use the online response form. Basically, I think they allowed like 200 spaces for people to put information. So people were giving much more detailed information. And then there were the Census Bureau itself. And the census is partly, you know, of course, people filling out their forms, but then it's also, okay, how is the Bureau, you know, taking all this data, you know, it's 300 million plus people and 125 million or more households. How are they processing those responses? And so they actually sort of expanded the number of characters that people put in for their race and Hispanic origin backgrounds. And so they were able to get a much more detailed sense of particularly people being multiracial. You know, there has been a lot of, there have been a number of media stories saying, you know, the country is far more multiracial. Well, yes, that's true, but it's also in how the Bureau decided, in effect, to measure people's race and ethnic origin.
We're talking about the new census numbers just released last week and what they say about Wisconsin and the country as a whole. David Egan Robertson stays with us, demographer in the Applied Population Laboratory at UW-Madison. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about how the state's population has changed over the decade? Did you move to Wisconsin from another state? Did you leave a community? What are you seeing in your community? Are people moving in, moving out? Are you seeing fewer young people in your part of the state? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. The conversation continues coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're digging into the new U.S. Census data, making some sense of what the numbers say about Wisconsin. Over the past decade, our population grew to 5.9 million, an increase of about 3.6%. A lot of that growth centered in Dane County. David Egan Robertson stays with us, demographer in the Applied Population Laboratory at UW-Madison, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 with your questions for our guest about the census and your own observations, what you're seeing in your community, and your own choice. Did you decide to up stakes and move over the last 10 years? Why? Call 800-642-1234. Before we go back to our callers, David, we were talking about the racial and ethnic makeup and why this census did things ultimately a little differently than in the past. That said, are there notable changes that stood out to you when it comes to ethnic makeup here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, one interesting thing, and this was somewhat predicted as well as the Bureau did estimates over the past decade, is that the Hispanic population has now become the largest minority group in the state. And at the 2010 census, and again, measurement changed a little bit, but at least for the Hispanic Latino population, probably fairly consistent with what they did in 2010. The Hispanic population was just under 6%. African Americans were about 6.2%. So the two minority groups in terms of percent of the total population were pretty close to each other. But now with this census in 2020, the Hispanic population is about 7.5%, and the African American population stayed about at 6.2%. I mean, when you do look at the age difference, there are some interesting things which, you know, as more data comes out, we'll be able to sort of tease out more sort of data nuggets as we go forward. So the Hispanic population under age 18 is about 13%. But for people age 18 and over, it's only just over 6%. So sort of the proportion of Hispanic Latinos is twice as high in kids as it is in adults. And you see that fairly similar in some other minority group patterns as well.
Let's go back to our callers now. Matt is with us in Viroqua. Matt, hi.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to, this is just anecdotal observation. I live in Viroqua in Vernon County in the Driftless, and it seems like a lot of people are moving here from the West Coast and from the cities, from Madison, Chicago, and Minneapolis. And it seems to be a lot of people who can telecommute, who are coming here and keeping their jobs in the, you know, they're bringing their jobs from the urban areas and finding, you know, they're just craving a rural lifestyle and less hectic experience, you know, for raising kids and all that sort of thing. I mean, that's what I did in 2007, moved here when my kids were young, and now my kids are out of high school. And it just seems like something that's really happening here, and it's spilling over into the neighboring small towns, into Lafarge and Biola and all that sort of thing.
Matt, thanks a lot for sharing that experience. And David, we saw a lot of Wisconsin rural counties lose population, but not all of them. How do we start to sort that out?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the Viroqua area has, I guess I would best describe it as an anomaly. You know, it's been interesting over the last couple of decades, a number of counties along or near the Mississippi River have actually had positive net in-migration, whereas a lot of rural counties are really struggling and either have, net out-migration, more people moving out than in. That observation is there are certain places or areas around the state in more rural areas where actually they do have more people moving in than out. And it was interesting to hear his comment about people may even be coming from quite a long distance, like the West Coast, and relocating here.
Thanks a lot for sharing that, Matt, at 800-642-1234. We'll go next to Michael with us in Appleton. Michael, hi.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. To the point, I've lived in Wisconsin for over 30 years. I was born here. And I just know in the last, 10 years or so, there has been somewhat of a trend for Wisconsin's young people to move out of the state, sometimes after graduating college, sometimes before. And I know it's been talked about on NPR and WPR before. And being myself a youngish person on the low end of 30, personally, I've seriously considered leaving the state at multiple times in the last 10 years. And probably would have if it weren't for family ties, just because it's so frustrating to see, Minnesota, our neighbors, and Illinois doing things like passing cannabis legislation and the Tavern League and Wisconsin Republicans just refusing to do anything. So I'm kind of wondering, how that trend with the sort of youth exodus.
I gotcha, Michael. Thanks a lot for the call. And David, Michael might have heard you and me talking about this in the past. What do we know about what Michael is seeing younger people moving out of the state? I know of what you're saying, we may not have that exact data, at least in this new census, but what do we know?
Yeah. Again, once we get more detailed data about people's ages and can look more closely at what happened in this past, decade, we'll have a better sense of really what happened for the state. There's been this long-term pattern I always like to think of Wisconsin with it. I mean, Wisconsin really does have a large public education system compared to a lot of other states. And so I always look at it as, well, we're basically importing college students. They come here, they go to college, and it's the case where a lot, you hear it anecdotally and it shows up in the data. A lot end up, moving to Chicago, sort of in, that time of age 22 or 23 through about 30, or move to the Twin Cities. So they're sort of the two big, obviously, two biggest locations where students who just graduated move out. But we also do see Wisconsin has a pretty steady pattern of more people moving back in when they get into their 30s. And as the caller mentioned, there is that sense of family ties to Wisconsin. I haven't seen data recently, but it probably still holds true that of all the states in the country, Wisconsin has, I believe, like the fourth highest percentage of natives who still live in the state. And, you know, that may mean they may have moved away and moved back, but the state's always been really good at being able eventually to retain all of its original population.
Thanks a lot for that call. You and our caller both mentioned Minnesota, and we often compare and contrast Wisconsin and Minnesota. We had a growth rate of 3.6%. Minnesota, I think, was over 7% growth rate. What's the deal there? Why is Minnesota growing faster than Wisconsin? What do we know about that?
Yeah. I haven't looked really thoroughly at how the census results came out for Minnesota yet, but one thing is they do have a much larger international migration component. The Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul and the surrounding area, they have really very large, you know, international migrant populations. And so I think that's really, you know, accentuating their growth there. I mean, their birth rate patterns and, you know, mortality patterns are not that much different from Wisconsin's. So it's mainly, I believe, the international migration where Minneapolis, St. Paul in particular, you know, is really a magnet for a lot of new international migration.
David, just in our last half a minute or so, what's the next bit of information you're excited to see?
The next release from the Bureau will give us that age detail that applied demographers really like to have. So we'll be able to look at the population in five-year age groups, and some larger geographies actually look at single years of age. So that'll start giving us a sense of how much, the population is changed in terms of migration, in terms of age groups like 25 to 29 and 30 to 34, 35 to 39, so those, you know, key young adult groups, and see how much of the change in the last decade's population can be attributed to those age groups.
David, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Rob.
David Egan Robertson is a demographer in the Applied Population Laboratory at UW-Madison. We talked to him about new census data and how Wisconsin's changed over the last decade. Coming up, Brat Wars between Wisconsin and Bucyrus, Ohio. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time.